Okay. I think everybody's back from executive session at, let's call it 1936, 7:36 p.m. Mr. Ramos, I believe you're up.
I would make a motion that the board ratify the collective bargaining agreement that is effective January 1, 2025, expiring December 31, 2027.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Ramos made the motion. Mr. Humphrey seconds.
You want a roll call?
I would like a roll call vote, please.
Ms. Doss?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Ms. Wade?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Ms. Bob?
Yes.
Ms. Luder?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Last item on the agenda is the review of the HR policy changes. I have a printout here in front of you, plus you have the portion that was in your packet. And the packet speaks to the sick time for part-time staff. I'm not going to read each revision. I'm going to assume that you guys have looked at this. Is there any question or concern about the revisions to the HR policy manual for sick leave, as noted?
My only question is the effective date, and based on the CBA we just did, and of which these things, I believe, are incorporated therein, do we want these to be effective 1/1/2025, or
the
not
sick
necessary?
Leave is not effective until the next table.
Okay.
Till it was ratified and agreed upon by the
okay.
board.
Okay, so we're not...
I didn't know that. No, I didn't see any of that.
Okay. No, that's very good information. It wasn't listed here. Thank you for bringing that up. It's a very good point.
I believe that's an Emily's email, but maybe not.
Okay. Any other questions or concerns about this sick leave revision to the HR policy manual as written? Okay. And I'm just going to bundle it with the one for the tuition reimbursement as well. So in front of you, in hard copy, is the revision for the tuition reimbursement policy. It looks like at the bottom of page 22, there's an addition of and certificates. And then also, as well as online courses and certificates offered by accredited colleges, universities, and technical schools. Now, the tuition reimbursement still is subject to the same requirements that it needs to contribute to the employee's career development within the library, so that has not changed. So those, that two phrases basically are what were added. Any questions or concerns about those additions to the HR policy?
And the effective date of that is?
Same.
Same.
Effective date would be the same because it's tied to the payroll.
It's in concert with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to say February. What date did you tell me?
What's the next pay period, Melanie?
I believe that takes effect as soon as you all approve of this. The only thing that takes effect with the next payroll is their increase and then the retroactive, because today was payroll day, so their payroll has already gone out. But everything else is as it's approved, as the CBA agreement is approved, that takes, so if someone could come tomorrow.
For the certificate. Okay.
To bring forth.
They could apply.
Right.
Apply for the certificate.
We ratified it today, okay, but it's effective 1/1/2025, and if this is within the confines of that, it doesn't affect the rate increases that you say is February, whatever, 16th, 18th, whatever day you picked. But this is, would this not be effective 1/1/2025? It makes sense to me, but I'm, you know.
My understanding from what Emily said is that these changes go into effect upon ratification.
Upon approval.
So legal counsel has advised that the changes to the HR policy manual to be in concert with the contract, that these changes to the HR policy are in effect when we ratify the contract, which is tonight.
Okay.
And their increases start today.
They are retroactive to 1/1.
But then their retro pay would be retroactive to 1/1. Right. So everything is starting today.
I'm just trying to...
Okay.
I'm sorry, I probably didn't explain that correctly.
I get you. Any other questions about it?
So
if I'm reading it right, the union contract is dated 1-1, is the period that it becomes, so the union contract is 1-1, but the policy is today, which we don't have, correct?
I don't think so. I think the union contract is, will be dated.
Today.
It's ratified today, but the retro for the pay is retro 1-1. Yep.
Yes.
I think the whole contract is.
Yeah.
That's not my understanding.
That's not my understanding.
That's not my understanding.
It's what our motion says.
That's what the motion says.
Yeah, the collective bargaining agreement is effective 1/1/2025 to 12/31/2027.
She's right about that too.
Yep.
We need to.
So, do we need to revise that?
No. I think, let's just clarify it with Emily whenever she.
When she gets back?
When she returns, so that we're in concert with it. I understand the rate increase is effective to 1-1, and there'll be payout at the February payroll. But the other things that are contained within the agreement itself, I would think is effective 1/1/2025. It just makes sense to me based on what was done.
So we can get confirmation with her when she's back, and if we need to make an adjustment to it, we'll do that in the next meeting.
We can amend it.
Okay. All right, any other questions about the HR policy?
I already had a response on that. I was just looking at my email from her.
Yes, no, no. All right, so I'm looking for a motion to approve the changes to the HR manual as we've just discussed. Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second, Schluter.
Schluter seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that passes. Any other business from the board for discussion before we adjourn?
Who seconded? I just didn't hear it.
Schluter.
Okay.
My question about the handicap spaces, was that cleared various committees yet?
Handicap spaces?
No, that's going back to the budget committee. We'll meet for the capital plan, usually around March or so.
Okay. Any other questions? All right, from a housekeeping perspective, our next meeting is February 24th. That is not the third Monday because of the holiday, so we're delayed again, and then we'll get back on our usual schedule of March. All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Mr. Humphrey makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second, Bach.
Bach seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are going to adjourn at 19:44, 7:44 p.m.